Acts chapter 8, verse 26. Now an angel of the Lord spoke to Philip, saying, "Arise and go toward the south along the road which goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza. This is desert." Have you heard of the so-called butterfly effect? This is the idea that a butterfly stirring its wings in Peking causes a storm system in New York. Now, certainly, small effects can combine into a major result. But it takes a unifying design, the input of energy, and a conversion mechanism. Since the theory of evolution has not been able to come up with a viable plan designed to bring about life from nothing, some of them have promoted that this butterfly effect was that means. In fact, they put it this way: the random, chaotic dissipation of energy produced life. Poof! Their words, just as it might a hurricane. What? It's been my observation, rather dramatically, that there's just a little bit of difference between the amount of order in a hurricane and a human being. But more than that, where did they get the energy from, starting with nothing? And though we may doubt it at times, as with the snow this last weekend, the weather system does have intricate design, the input of energy, and multiple conversion mechanisms. Since evolution doesn't have any of these, starting with nothing, it can't provide them for its theory on the origin of life. But this morning, let's talk about another butterfly effect. When the designer of the universe provides design, the input of energy, and a conversion mechanism. Our text refers to Philip, the evangelist, preaching in Samaria, where such a citywide revival had been taking place that he had cried out for help. There's no way then that at this time he would have left to go to the desert of all places, except the Holy Spirit stirred his wings, saying, "Go." Meanwhile, the Spirit had also stirred some wings way down south in Ethiopia, 1,000 miles away. So an Ethiopian eunuch had come up to Jerusalem to worship the Lord and now was returning, bringing with him a scroll of the prophet Isaiah to read on the way. What amazing design that this Ethiopian and Philip now cross paths in the middle of the desert. Even with such an abundant miracle, which one of us would have had the nerve then to go up to this very important government official riding in his chariot? But the Spirit stirred Philip to draw near, and he hears him reading from Isaiah 53 about the suffering Savior. And so he simply asks, "Do you understand what you're reading?" And the Lord also provided a conversion mechanism. For Philip then explains to him the amazing love of our Savior, that silently, willingly accepted the accusations and scorn that were unjustly heaped upon him for our sins, accepted the grief and agony of being crucified for the sins of the world, accepted the curses and the desolation of death that we deserved in our place. And yet more, for he read on in Isaiah, "Who can declare his generation? For death could not hold Jesus. He arose to live eternally." And so what human being can count the length of his days? Isaiah goes on, "The Lord shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hands. He shall justify many." Yes, Jesus has arisen to declare, "Your sins have been forgiven. Everlasting life is given." The eunuch felt the Spirit stirring and asked, "Here's water. What hinders me from being baptized?" And Philip responded, "If you believe in all your heart, you may." And the eunuch confessed, "I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God." The designer of the universe can indeed design, energize, and convert any butterfly stirring into the salvation of souls. And so he is calling you to stir your wings. Stir your wings so that thirsty souls can drink of the refreshing rainfall of the gospel. In Jesus Christ, your sins have been forgiven. Everlasting life given. Often we don't know what to say, but we can ask, "Do you understand the gospel?" Often we're afraid. But if the designer of the universe can use a butterfly stirring in Ethiopia to bring about a spiritual path crossing in the desert, he can take care of you and me. So stir your gospel wings that the designer of the universe may use your butterfly stirring to design, energize, and convert divine path crossings into the salvation of souls. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. Hymn 360, 360, stanzas 5 to 7.